In Christ and through faith in them, we may approach God in all their glory with freedom and confidence, asking for renewal, for guidance to transform. Through Jesus, God has given salvation to all the peoples of the world. We'll have two readings today. The first one is from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 14 through 21. That's on page 1127 in your red Bibles. That's page 1127. The second reading is from the Gospel of John. It's chapter 12, verses 23 through 24 and 26 through 28a. That's on pages 1671 through 1672. Our first reading, accompanied by music. It's a nice tone. From Isaiah 43, 14 through 21. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Second reading from John, chapter 12, verses 23, 24, and 26, 28a. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Thanks be to God. Think over the past years, the past few months, weeks, days. How often did you say to yourself, in whatever type of paraphrase, "I am doing a new thing"? Did you get a new job, pick up a new hobby, learn a new skill, like changing oil in your car, which I still don't know how to do and I don't want to do? I am doing a new thing. How about becoming a homeowner, a parent, or a grandparent? Getting married, moving to a new state or country? I am doing a new thing. Before the end result occurred, do you remember the reflection or decision, the change, learning, the growth, before or during the above transformations? Was the process exciting? Scary? Lonely, freeing. add your own perceptions here? Or how about all of the above? The type of transformations I previously mentioned were all earthly examples, human examples. The transformation we have been discussing this Lenten season has been spiritual, about your relationship with God and discerning the next step on this ever-continuing journey as individuals, as a congregation. What have you been feeling, if anything, during this discernment period of change, growth, and transformation? Maybe some of the same feelings I mentioned earlier: excited, afraid, alone, free. For God is inviting us to do a new thing. God is with you on your journey, guiding you, supporting you. That doesn't mean you aren't going to be afraid or anxious or hesitant to continue or even hesitant to start. Journeying with God in relationship means taking one faithful step at a time. It means following God's will, being a disciple of Christ, being part of the body of Christ. I included myself, of course, in our Lenten transformation invitation, for how could I not? This is an ongoing invitation from God to answer their call, to become who we truly are, who God knows us to be. When it comes up in conversation that I'm a pastor or that I feel called to be an ordained minister, surprisingly often the initial feedback I get is, "Oh, I could never do that. I am definitely not minister material." Well, from our previous conversations or messages that I've done here, you can probably guess how I try and steer the conversation from there, stating that everyone has a call to some type of ministry. As I've mentioned before, sharing a smile, a kind word, working at the food bank, mentoring, loving your neighbor as yourself is not only a commandment from Jesus' new covenant with us, it is our calling. It is ministry. There isn't any scale or higher standard of ministry. It's not a competition. Ministry is following Jesus' covenant. Ministry is answering God's call to you. I have been actively and boldly pursuing my calling while including reflection, change, growth, and transformation in the process. As you've probably realized with your own discernment and transformation processes through life, I've experienced many different types and size of impact transformations. Even knowing with certainty that God is with me every step of the way, I have felt excited, afraid, lonely, joyous, confused, free. I think the emotions and thoughts we have throughout the journey and how we deal with them is a vital part of each of our journeys. Change is a constant in a thriving, flourishing relationship with God. Beloved, your relationship with God is strengthened by the transformative process with the constant goal of answering God's invitation to do God's will. This transformation transformative process isn't one that occurs only during certain seasons of the church year, or even during certain seasons of life. It is a continual invitation to strengthen our relationship with God. In the second reading, Jesus told his disciples, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour?" No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is still speaking. Let us be able to say, we are listening. Amen.